the Public News Service Daily Newscast for Thursday, April the 18th, 2019. I'm Mike Clifford. AG Bill Barr said to plan on Mueller time without Mueller. Also on the Thursday rundown, the Keystone State considers cap and trade, plus the Reclaim Act aims to invest in coal communities. First, here's our top story. Not all of Robert Mueller's findings will be news to President Trump when they're released today. That from the New York Times. They report that Justice Department officials have had numerous conversations with White House lawyers about the conclusions made by Mueller, the special counsel, according to people with knowledge of those discussions. The talks have aided the president's legal team as it prepares to a rebuttal to the report and strategizes for the coming public war over its findings. According to the DOJ, neither Robert Mueller nor members of his team will be at the briefing this morning. The state of Pennsylvania could be carbon neutral by the middle of this century, that under rulemaking that's now being considered by the state's Environmental Quality Board.
The board voted this week to accept a carbon cap and trade rulemaking petition for further study. If adopted, the rule would cap carbon and carbon equivalent emissions for the state at 2016 levels and lower that cap by 3% a year starting last year. Sources of emissions would then purchase credits for each ton of greenhouse gas they discharge. According to Joseph Minot, executive director of the Clean Air Council, which submitted the petition, achieving that goal would have a global impact.
Pennsylvania has the dubious honor of producing 1% of global greenhouse gases. And so it is incumbent upon Pennsylvania to be a leader in reducing carbon emissions.
He says the Environmental Quality Board has the authority to regulate carbon emissions, and the state's Environmental Rights Amendment mandates that regulations be put in place. I'm Andrea Sears reporting.
That petition has the support of nearly 200 individuals, municipalities, and organizations across the state of Pennsylvania. LGBTQ advocates in Michigan speaking out in favor of three bills introduced in the state legislature. Suzanne Potter reports they would outlaw discrimination on the basis of religion or sexual orientation by state-funded adoption and foster care agencies.
They would reverse laws passed in 2015 that allowed such practices in the name of religious freedom. Erin Knott with the group Equality Michigan supports the bills.
The interest of children who are placed in foster care or adoption should be the top priority and not the interest of the adoption agency. Sexual orientation has no place or relevance in the decisions about whether or not a couple can provide a good supportive home for a child.
Senate Bill 275 would allow same-sex partners to adopt each other's biological or adoptive children. Senate Bill 273 would bar church-based child placement agencies from refusing to adopt two couples of a different religion, and SB 275 would allow governments to hold agencies accountable in cases of proven discrimination.
In March, the state attorney general declared faith-based adoption agencies would no longer be permitted to discriminate on the basis of religion or sexual orientation. On Wednesday at the Nebraska Civil Rights Conference in Lincoln, a national campaign was launched. It's supposed to pave the way for more students to attend college.
Valeria Rodriguez is the national campus coordinator for the group Define Americans. She says the campaign's primary challenge is to convince decision makers at institutions offering grants and scholarships that all American students should have equal access to higher education, regardless of their documentation status.
Our goal is definitely to get as many scholarships and foundations to change the scholarship requirements and allow thousands of Americans to apply for these scholarships.
Undocumented students currently are barred from applying for most forms of financial aid, which Rodriguez says leaves thousands of Nebraska students who may meet scholarship guidelines scrambling to find a way to pay for college. Some critics argue that because many U.S. citizens lack access to affordable higher education, it's fair to reserve funding for people who have entered and remain in the country legally. I'm Eric Galatas.
The hashtag Scholarships for All campaign kicked off on the University of Nebraska-Lincoln campus. Rodriguez says the next move is to expand by tapping her group's college chapters in about 20 states. Finally, our Nadia Romligon reports a bill that would give coal communities $1 billion to clean up abandoned coal mines and boost local economies was reintroduced in the U.S. House last week.
Pennsylvania Democrat Matt Cartwright and Kentucky Republican Hal Rogers joined other lawmakers as co-sponsors. The Reclaim Act would disperse the $1 billion to coal mining regions in Kentucky and other states over a five-year period to clean up pollution and toxic waste left over from mining operations and start new businesses. The money would come from savings in the Abandoned Mine Land Reclamation Fund. The fund was established in the 1970s to collect fees from the coal industry to restore land affected by coal mining operations. Supporters such as Sarah Bowling, a Pike County native who comes from a family of miners and mine operators, say grassroots momentum to pass the bill is growing.
People in the communities, that they are aware of it, right? Because we've been working on this for several years now. And these are people that just want to work. They just want jobs. They want to be able to feed their families. And this would be one way to do that.
Studies have estimated there are more than 40,000 abandoned mines across the United States. I'm Mike Clifford. Thanks for newsing and cruising with Public News Service. We are member and listener supported, and we're online at publicnewsservice.org.